Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar's here, too. Jeff's back. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's the author of many books on micropreneuring, including Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, etc., etc. And he's our good friend, Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
Happy holidays. Great to be with you here, Jim.
Right back at you. And, hey, Jeff, you get a kick out of this. In our poll this week on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, we asked this question: how will you ring in the new year? And here are your options. 3. 1, big party. 2, little party. 3, in your dreams. guess what our poll is showing so far?
They're partying hardy. Now, I would imagine a little party, humble folk.
1/3 said little party.
Okay.
2/3 said in my dreams.
In my dreams.
Not one. We haven't had one person to say big party.
Nah.
How about that?
Yeah, you know what? I think we're...
Is the age of the big party over?
Well, I think for us humble small business folk, the age of the big party is past.
I wonder about that. Yeah, I'm thinking... You know, I used to have New Year's parties at my house, but I don't do that anymore. But anyway,
I think part of it also is that we, you know, a lot of times we as small business owners often are affected more by, in a direct sense, by how the economy turns and how our business is affected. And I think it brings on a healthy dose of humility.
I think you're right. I think people maybe are saying, you know, I don't feel much like a big party right now.
It's not that we don't feel like celebrating or you know, honoring, for lack of a better word, the coming in and the arrival of the new year and all that the season brings. But I just think that the big party, I don't like, and maybe we're all just getting older, I don't like being surrounded by a bunch of folk I don't know or only know tangentially.
Well, that's because you're such a snob, though, Jeff.
That's me. You know what, exactly. I have to get my bouncers to keep me away.
They
all crowd the throng.
Hey, Jeff, what should we be, you got any ideas on 2012? What advice do you have for us for maybe small business resolutions? What do you think?
Well, I think that what we see as small business owners and some of the issues we face, we can change. And I'm not a big believer in resolutions to begin with, so let me throw that caveat out there that you know, anything you can do on January 1, you can do on July 30th. You know, I mean, it doesn't take a new year to bring in a resolution. But I think some of the things that I did over the past year or two, especially as a home officer who is more inclined to be bound and sort of a laggard in my cave and working the phone and email and things like that, mm-hmm. as opposed to getting off my butt and going out and meeting people, is exactly that. I think that I found a lot of success, you know, over the past year or two, just going out more, meeting more people, going not necessarily to events, but clients mm-hmm. I have or prospects that I have, going out and meeting with them and just spending the time, whether it's buying them lunch, coming to their offices.
You mean, you're talking about the original social media, aren't you? Face to face.
The original social media, exactly.
Face to face.
Mano a mano.
There's no, folks, there's no competitor to that.
Not at all. You know, you can have a fancy website, you can have a wonderful blog, and you can have a great Twitter feed or great Facebook.
1,000 people on Facebook are your friends.
And you should. In many respects, you should still have those. But mm-hmm. nothing beats getting off your duff, going out and meeting folk, especially for those people who don't do it regularly. It's a real change of pace. It gets you out there. It gets you again. It reminds them of, hey, that's what Jeff looks like. But also, it ingratiates them. It builds a bond that can't be built any other way, and it sort of feeds itself. It's sort of like a drug that once you start getting out and meeting folk, and I'll guarantee you do it right and well and regularly, it will bear fruit.
And I want to especially encourage the younger people to take Jeff's advice.
Absolutely.
I really do think that I'm concerned, Jeff, that the younger folks think that their digital connections are enough, that that's all they need. Right. I am concerned about that. And right. and I want to tell you something, folks. Jeff, I go a lot of places during the year. Most of the places I go, I'm glad I'm going. But if, there are a few times when I just think, you know, I don't want to go. This isn't going to waste my time. But I go anyway, and in every case over the years, Jeff, without exception, in every case, the places that I didn't want to go to turned out to be produce opportunity.
Right, right.
Specific opportunity.
And even if it doesn't, you can't take that as some sort of either indictment of or validation of, I didn't want to go in the first place. You know, you just have to realize that, you know, you drop your line in the water. You know, those bass fishing shows on Saturday morning, you know, they're only showing you the good ones.
But
they're not showing you the time they dropped their line and didn't catch.
Well, that's a good point, Jeff, because, see, I can look back now on times where I went somewhere like that. I met somebody who then introduced me. Folks, these are true stories. Then introduced me to somebody who commented about me to somebody else who turned out to be one of the best business partners I ever had.
Right.
Had I not gone to that one thing, that whole 6 degrees of separation kind of thing, cause and effect, you know, domino thing, would not have happened.
I love thinking about I love thinking about when I get a phone call today from a prospect or even a client, especially those that I haven't heard from before or recently. You know, I like thinking back to the past days or weeks. Okay, when did my name come up?
Mm-hmm.
How did they remember me? Who made the connection to do that? It's not a matter of vanity. It's a matter of thinking, you know, what did I do or what made my name come up in their conversation? Was it a project? Was it a referral? Was it a business card I handed out at some point? Was it a recommendation? You know, and those things don't happen if you don't sow the seeds. If you don't,
plant the seeds. Jeff, isn't it interesting that today, in the second decade of the 21st century, one of the ways you could differentiate yourself is to show up. Isn't that interesting?
Is that amazing? Just as simple as that.
Yeah.
Just
I mean, 20 years ago, that would not have been a differentiator, folks. Everybody
That's
was showing up.
Of entry.
But here we are 20 years later with all the technology. Maybe the old is now new again. And
right.
Jeff, I like that. That's mine and your New Year's resolution recommendation, right? Show up.
Just show up.
Face to face. I like
right.
that. Give us your website, Jeff.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
It's good stuff, folks. Check it out. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.